kids, if you ever seen a bunny on the sidewalk or hurt, you should go help it. With your kids, if you have kids, and they really love bunnies, just like Nora loves me. I love hugging my bunny, so soft.
Good morning and welcome back to the Nora's Notes podcast here on Saturday, January 17th, 2026. We are very excited to be with you today, aren't we, Nora?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what are we going to do in this episode? What are we going to talk about?
I don't want to say it.
Okay, well, we're going to do jokes. We've got some funny jokes for you all today. We're going to talk about science. That is going to be our focus. So we're going to talk about volcanoes. We're going to talk about the scientific method. We're going to talk about gravity and germs and all sorts of cool stuff. And then at the end, we've got some true or false for you all, don't we?
Yeah.
And what are you most excited for today on this Saturday? Jokes?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready to just go ahead and get started with the jokes then?
Why did the cookie go to the doctor?
Why did the cookie go to the doctor? I don't know why.
Well, because it was feeling crumbly.
Crumbly. That's silly, because cookies crumble. That's the way the cookies crumble. All right.
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
A fish wearing a bow tie. I don't know what.
Sophisticated.
That's ridiculous. Sophisticated. It's like sophisticated, but for fish. All right. What's the next one?
Why did the scarecrow win an award?
I don't know why.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Because he was outstanding in his field. Not because he was like exceptional, but because he was literally outstanding there in the field.
What does outstanding mean?
Like exceptional, amazing, incredible.
That's what he was.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep going.
What did one wall say to the other wall?
What did one wall say to the other wall? I don't know what.
I'll meet you at the corner.
I'll meet you at the corner because two walls always meet at a corner. That's crazy. All right, do you have one more joke?
Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert?
I don't know why.
Because it was already stuffed.
Because the teddy bear was already stuffed. That's awesome. Hey, good jokes. I thought those were good. All right, do you want to keep going? Let's do a little bit of a talk about science.
Oh, right.
So what's your favorite part of science? You got some scientific stuff for Christmas, didn't you? What'd you get? You got a magnifying glass?
Wait.
All right, so let's talk about science, all right?
I'm not saying anything.
Well, you got to say something. It's the Nora's Notes podcast. We need scientist Nora. So you made a science experiment this morning. What did you put in your science experiment?
I put salt.
Salt?
Mommy said it was a little too salty.
You made her drink your science experiment? You know that Daddy drank the entire science experiment that you made for me?
What, you did?
Yeah, I drank all of it. It was like cold, salty soup.
Because I was a little bit to drink it.
Yeah.
I put salt.
Spices?
Spices like pepper. I mean, no, not pepper. Not pepper. Basil leaves.
Basil leaves. Well, it was pretty tasty.
For mommy, I had to put banana slices in it.
Oh, yum. All right. Well, cool. Let's talk about science. So what is science? Science is how we learn about the world all around us. So when you ask questions like, why is the sky blue, or what makes plants grow, that's science. Do you know that? Science is about being curious, asking questions, and finding answers by looking closely and trying things out through experimentation. So scientists use science to learn how animals like bunny live and how space works and how our bodies move and even how things like volcanoes and weather happen. So bunny, do you have any questions about that? Yes.
Can I share the intro after this?
Sure, after this. So you don't have to wear a science lab coat to do science. Did you know that? You can do science without a lab coat. If you're wondering, exploring, testing, or already learning something new, you're already doing science. Science helps us understand the world so we can take care of it, invent cool new things like computers, and make life better for everyone. Yes, Nora has a question.
Daddy.
What?
Just like me when I made that experience of making the soup, cold soup.
Yep, just like bananas. That was a science experiment. So, in order to do science, you use something called the scientific method. What is the scientific method?
I don't know.
The scientific method is how scientists figure things out by asking questions and testing ideas. First, you notice something and ask a question like, why does my ice pop melt faster in the sun? Next, you make a guess about why that might be happening, called a hypothesis. A hypothesis is just a smart guess, like, I think the ice pop melts faster because the sun is warm. Then you test your idea by doing an experiment. Maybe you put one ice pop in the sun and one in the shade, and then you measure how long it takes for the one in the sun to melt and how long it takes for the one in the shade to melt. And if the one in the sun melts faster, your hypothesis is probably true, that the sun is warm. Then, when you're done with the experiment, you share what you learned with other people by writing it down, because science is even better when everyone learns together. And here is the best part. You want to know what the best part is, Bun Bun?
I need to go to the bathroom.
Well, you gotta hold it, because we're not at a stopping point.
I can't help it!
The best part
is... I'm going anyway.
Even if your guess, your hypothesis is wrong... That's okay. It means that you learned something new. And that's what science is all about. So, let's talk about some really cool scientific discoveries. Can you think of any cool scientific discoveries that you know about? Yes, Bunny.
She was ringing her ear because she had to stretch it out.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm. Well, don't pull it too hard. Can you think about any famous scientific experiment or scientific discoveries?
She was trying to get your attention.
I can think of one. Gravity. Gravity was discovered by a scientist named Isaac Newton, and it's the force that pulls things down to Earth. It's why apples fall, it's why leaves fall off of trees, it's why we don't float away when we get stuck to the ground, and it's why planets stay in space. Is that crazy or what? Nora has a question.
My bunny really wants to do the intro now.
Okay, well, we're not quite ready for that. So, that is one really cool discovery, gravity. Let's think about another one. What about germs? You know why we know that washing your hands is a good thing to do?
Buddy has a question.
We know that washing your hands is a good thing to do because we know that germs make us sick and we get germs on our hands. This was discovered by a scientist named Louis Pasteur from France. And scientists learned... You have. It's called pasteurization. It happens to all of our milk to kill all the germs so we don't get sick. Scientists basically learned that tiny little germs can cause sickness and get us sick. And that discovery helps us wash our hands and make medicine and stay healthier. Let's think about another discovery. How plants make their own food. Is this crazy or what?
So
This is a process called photosynthesis. Do you know what? Have you ever heard of photosynthesis before? Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. Photosynthesis is the process where plants use sunlight, water, and air to make food. That's how plants grow and why sunlight is so important. When plants wake up and they grow a leaf, and that leaf captures light from the sun, and there's water in the plant's soil and uses its roots to suck that up, and then the plant grows and making their own food. Is that crazy or what?
Crazy.
Here's another really cool discovery that happened. DNA. DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid, and it was discovered by scientists like James Watson and Francis Crick. And DNA is like an instruction book inside of your body that helps decide things like your eye color and your hair color and the size of your nose and all sorts of other things, like how tall you are. Is that crazy or what?
Tall. My body's short.
Yeah.
When she's standing like this, she's still short.
Let's talk about another scientific discovery, like electricity. Have you ever heard of electricity? Mm-hmm. Electricity was really harnessed by and studied by Benjamin Franklin. And electricity is what powers all of our stuff. It powers the lights in our house.
And us.
We don't have electricity because we are organic.
I know.
Electricity powers our lights and our TVs and our dishwashers and our phones. And without this discovery, the world would be pretty dark at night.
The moon doesn't have electricity.
No, the moon does not have any electricity, that is for sure.
What if it did?
Well, that would be like a big light in the sky.
Then it would be about this much of light, is that?
It would be pretty bright. All right.
And then I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Let's talk about one more scientific thing. No. And then we'll move on to true or false, okay? Yes, you have a question?
And then Bunny can do the intro.
So, next we're going to talk about volcanoes.
No!
Do you know what volcanoes are?
Things that hold lava.
Things that hold lava? Yeah, like really big mountains that have lava on the inside. What is lava?
Lava is something that's really hot and can burn the whole entire earth.
Really hot, it can burn the whole entire earth. What happens when it cools down?
It turns into rocks.
It turns into rocks. Very good. That's exactly right. So
is that how the patio is made out of?
The patio is made out of rocks, but it's not made out of volcanic rocks. So it's a little bit different. Only some rocks are made from volcanoes, not all of them.
Like what rocks?
Like lava rocks, igneous rocks. Yeah. All right, so...
What if dinosaurs were made out of lava?
Well, that would be crazy. So let's talk about volcanoes. Why do they erupt? Well, what happens is if you imagine the Earth like a giant pot of hot soup, deep inside the Earth, it's very, very, very hot. And that heat melts rocks. It's so hot that rocks just melt. And it turns them into this thick, gooey, hot liquid called magma. And sometimes bubbles of gas get trapped in that magma, kind of like bubbles in soda. And you get soda or like sparkly water and it's super fizzy. There's bubbles coming up. That's kind of like what happens inside the Earth. And when those bubbles push and push, the magma, all those boiled rocks, try to find their way out of the middle of the earth. So a volcano is like a crack in the earth where the magma can escape. Think about that. So a volcano is just like a hole in the ground and all the magma is really hot and bubbling and it's trying to find a way to get out and it just goes up the volcano until it explodes or erupts. That's right. It's called an eruption. So when the pressure gets too strong inside of the earth, it just goes. And then there's all sorts of lava and smoke and gas and all sorts of stuff that gets ejected out of the mountain. So volcanoes erupt to let the earth release pressure, just like when you open a shaken up soda can. That's right. Is that crazy or what?
I like when I open bubbled soda cans.
Yeah. So what do you think about our scientific discussion? Do you like science?
Yeah. Can Buddy do the intro now?
Okay, Buddy. Do the intro.
Bunny.
Hey parents, if you're into having some real fun, go to nutsearly.com and make show parents so happy for their kids that you want to do it every single day.
All right. Well, thank you for that advertisement, Bunny. Really appreciate it. But now, we're going to move on to the final section of the Nora's Notes podcast for today, and that section is true or false. All right, so do you want me? I'm going to ask the true or false. Your job is to give the answer and the explanation. Got it? Yes, Nora.
Bunny didn't even finish the intro.
That's okay, Nora. Bunny is all done with the intro for now. So I'm going to read the true or false question. You're going to read the answer and the explanation. Got it? First question, true or false? The sun is a star.
True.
And why is the sun a star?
What's that word?
Explanation.
The sun is a giant ball of hot glowing gas in space, just like other stars. It looks bigger because it's closer to Earth.
Ah, that's right. So the sun is a star. So every day, even though when you look up during the day, you look around and you're like, oh, I can't see any stars. But that's not really true, is it? You can see one called the sun, unless it's very cloudy or something like that. Or if there's an eclipse.
I can see a light, though.
Yeah.
Eclipse. I love that. I saw that one time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
In real life.
In real life. All right, next true or false question. Humans can breathe underwater without any help.
False.
Why is that false?
Humans need air to breathe. They can swim underwater, but they need a special gear like scuba tank to breathe there.
That's right. We can't breathe underwater. All that water just goes into our lungs and we're like blub, blub, blub.
Blub, 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 like a fish.
Well, fish can breathe underwater, but humans can't. Blub. All right. Next true or false question. Plants need sunlight to grow.
True.
Why is that true?
Plants use sunlight to make their own food in a process called
photosynthesis. Yeah.
Which helps them to grow strong.
Right. Yeah, plants really need sunlight to grow. But there are some like funguses and stuff, mushrooms that don't really need light to grow. Pretty cool,
huh? Just pop out of the ground.
Did you know, last weekend, Nora and I watched a NASA show where they were growing plants on the space station in space.
Yeah.
Was that crazy or what?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. All right, next question. True or false? The moon makes its own light.
False.
False. Why is that false?
The moon shines because it reflects light from the sun like a mirror in the sky.
That's right. Just like a mirror in the sky. And the sun hits the moon and it reflects back onto the earth. And so we see the moon being all lit up. Did you know that if you were on the sun, if you were on the sun, you wouldn't be alive. But if you were on the moon in a spacesuit and it was all lit up from the sun, it would be really hot. It would be like more than 200 degrees. But if you were
on the sun, you would die.
Yeah, it would be too hot for you. But if you were on the moon and the moon was dark, like, it would be really cold.
Like Antarctica.
It would be like negative 200 degrees.
Yeah.
So what if you were an astronaut and you had a spacesuit on and you were standing on the moon and it was like a half moon? So you could see half of the moon like a crescent and it was lit up and the other half of the moon was dark. And your right foot was standing on the lit up part and your left foot was standing on the dark part. I think that, yeah, it would be really hot and cold. So your right foot in the sun would be like 250 degrees, like it was in the oven. And your left foot in the darkness would be negative 250 degrees.
Like your foot is in Antarctica.
Yeah. How crazy would that be? Super crazy. I think about that all the time. All right. Last true or false question. True or false? All animals live on the land.
False.
False.
Well, we live on land and we're animals.
Yeah. Humans are animals and we live on the land.
But are we animals?
What kind of animals don't live on the land?
Alligators.
Alligators, yeah. So, well, they can kind of come on land, but sometimes they live in the water.
Some animals live in water, some on land, and some can live in both.
Yeah, like alligators can kind of live on both, or like frogs.
What if bunnies could swim?
Well, that would be cool. I don't think bunnies can really swim very well, though.
What if they... Boom, boom, boom.
All right, kiddo. Anything else you want to say on the Nora's Notes podcast?
Bunny needs to do the intro.
Why don't you... We'll do the bunny intro in just a minute. Why don't you close with a note?
Sometimes you may be scared or nervous, but you can still be brave.
Ah, that is a really good way to end the podcast today. Those are some words of wisdom from our little 7-year-old, aren't they? Did you have fun today on the podcast? All right, high five.
Bunny did the intro now.
All right, we're going to do the bunny intro now. Okay. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week on the Nora's Notes podcast.